The Pruning Knife by Thomas Reed. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. John chapter 15, verse 2. To the true believer, afflictions are blessings in disguise. Every trial is intended for my good. My foolish heart would be too much attached to the earth if the spade were not inserted to loosen the fibers and disengage the root, that when transplanted, I may bear a richer fruit in the paradise above. My Heavenly Father, whose love and wisdom are infinite, knows exactly what I need and how much suffering is needed to promote the spirituality of my heart and mind. Shall I then repine at His dispensations of love? A murmuring spirit increases every evil, doubles the affliction, and adds a sting to sorrow. If our hearts are in heaven, then the trials of earth will be light and momentary, for the Savior's love will sweeten every care, lighten every cross, and disarm affliction of its sting. Oh, that we may learn wisdom by every afflictive providence, and yield more fruit by every application of the pruning knife. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 to 11.